Praise the Lord. Message number 30. The title of the message, brief description of the Holy Spirit work in the life of the believer. Part 1. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, we bless you. We commit you this time in thy hand. Lord, we pray that the message will be clear, and Lord, the purpose of sending the message shall be accomplished. In the name of Jesus, we pray the message will be clear and will bring understanding and wisdom to the life of your people. Lord, uphold me and not my lips. Make my voice clear and let the message bring you glory and honor. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The presence of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer is start by convicting the person and leading him to repentance. That what we can read and what the Lord said in John chapter 16, verse 7 and 8. But I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Counselor will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you. In verse 8, when he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin, unrighteousness, and judgment. So the first encounter of the person with the work of the Holy Spirit will convict the person of his sin. And that conviction will lead the person to repentance. It's the Holy Spirit who convict and who lead the person to repent of his sin and to receive Jesus Christ as a Savior and Lord over his life. At this time, according to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, as the person receives Christ as Savior and Lord, he is sealed with the Holy Spirit. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit, guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. This seal of the Holy Spirit is given to all those who are in Christ Jesus, to those who are repentant and receive Christ. The first thing they receive the seal of the Holy Spirit. After the death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on the cross, and after his resurrection from the dead, after he paid the price of the sin of the whole world, and he resurrected from the dead, he went and met his disciples. And he gave them the Holy Spirit, as we can read in John chapter 20, verse 21 and 22. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And thus set up what the Lord had given them, he gave them the seal of the Holy Spirit. It was only at that time was possible for the Holy Spirit to dwell in them, because Jesus had already paid the full price of man's sin on the cross by his death. And it was just now possible, because before that was not possible for the disciple to receive the seal of the Holy Spirit, because Jesus had not yet died for the sin of the world. But after his death, for our sin, after his resurrection, man is able to reach God with the Lord Jesus Christ. But before his death, man is not able to reach God, because man cannot pay for his sin. Only the death of Jesus, because Jesus without sin is God. His death was